I fist bumped Rafa like 2 days ago, so that was really inspiring. But yeah, I'm watching basically, I was watching every match except yesterday's one, but I watched fifth set. You know, you can see that he's just, you know, pure class, and he's a legend. So it's always fun to watch him. And yeah, I just really enjoy that as a, not only as a tennis player, but also as a fan, you know.
That was Iga Swiatek through to the semifinals in the women's singles, but also a big fan of Rafa Nadal. But tonight, it's all about Ash Barty. She comes up against Madison Keys. As always, you can hear the match on SEN. It will be Brett Phillips and also Louise Fleming calling all the action. And Louise has been good enough to join us this morning. Morning, Louise.
Morning, Jules. How are you?
Very well, very well. Great to chat. Just previewing this match, I mean, Ash is a red-hot favourite again, but Madison Keys, no one is playing better or as well as her in the world right now. Probably Ash is the only one. How difficult is this going to be for Ash to get over the top of Madison?
Yeah, this is a tough match, absolutely. Not one person was talking about Madison Keys come January the 1st, but now everyone's been talking about her after she took out the Sydney tournament. And then here in Melbourne, she has just been getting better and better every single match. She had a little bit of a task against the number 8 seed, Paula Badoza, where she had to play 3 sets to get over Paula, but she's one of the key players on the WTA Tour at the moment. Then she backs it up against Krejcikova in 2 sets, 6-3, 6-2. So she's working as hard and as quickly on court as what Ash Barty is doing. So it's a very tough match. She's a big hitter. She's got a massive serve. She's got, you know, big ball striking capabilities. And that's where Ash is going to have to bring in the diffuser. She's going to have to come in and really neutralize a lot of this power. And we know Ash can do that. She's been doing it in the last couple of matches against Anisimova, who's a big hitter, against Pegula, who's a big hitter. She diffused both of those girls. So again, she's going to have to be steady. Just try to slow the pace down a little bit, slice, mix it up, try to get Madison out of her rhythm. And I guess the key to the match as well, which she's been doing really well at the Australian Open all week, is serving out of the roof. She's just got to serve really well, mix it up, smash down some aces, and just come out and be as positive and as relaxed as she can be. I don't know how easy that is, but yeah, she's just looked great. Whenever they've announced her to come onto the court, Ash has been throwing some smiles around, and that to me is a really good sign. I think she's worked really hard on her mindset and the mental side of the game with Ben Crowe, and I think she's a much better product than we saw, obviously, 12 months ago and 2 years ago here at the Australian Open.
I guess, though, at this Australian Open, we haven't seen her have to show that extra maturity or composure in those situations, because she hasn't been pushed in any of her matches. Is that still a question mark, given the occasion, if it does get tight tonight?
Yeah, look, you're right. That is the question mark. And look, there's been a couple of tiny occasions where, you know, she felt a bit of pressure from Anisimova. And then for a minute, you know, a couple of games here and there, against Georgie, but you're right, there's been no real prolonged pressure. So, but, you know, you can only play against the opponent on the other side of the court. So you can only dismantle someone as quickly as you can and do the best that you can. And if they're not putting pressure on you, what do you do? I think she's been able to handle those moments, and I'm sure she's expecting something very tough. So I don't think she's going to be ruffled when the big serves come down and the big returns come back. I think she'll be okay to just work through the process. And she's all about kind of understanding. It's not about the result. It's about what can I do when I'm on court that's going to affect my opponent. And she's just got to be really strong with her cues and what she's doing. So if she serves well, if she can really, you know, do something where she's getting a high percentage back of the returns of Keys, you know, she's in the game. I think she's going to handle her nerves in this situation better than ever before. Coming off the back of obviously winning Wimbledon, she's just a stronger and a tougher product. And I think she'll be able to really have that confidence deep inside tonight.
So how well is she playing? She hasn't, as you said, she's served unbelievably. She's hardly lost a service game or tournament. She hasn't dropped a set. But Craig Tizer has said we haven't seen the best of her yet. Is that true, or is that just a bit of coach speak to keep his charge on her toes.
No, I think that's true. I think he knows what's in her tank. For me, I've been sitting down courtside as well, doing some of her matches if I'm not in the commentary booth with Brett. But, you know, it's really interesting to see how she's moving. To me, she hasn't played since she played Shelby Rogers in the third round of the US Open. So do you know how much work she's been doing? It's been in, she's been in the gym. She's been on the court working hard. And she's been working hard on the mental side of things. So I think that's where Craig's talking about. She's got more capacity to keep, you know, going and pushing. I think we haven't seen the best of her. Physically, this is the best I've ever seen Ash look. Like, she looks really strong. I mean, her quads are pounding out through the skin. she looks great. Like, and I think that's what he's talking about. If she is pushed, she's got plenty in the tank. She'd like to be, you know, kind of searching for what she can bring. I think it's going to be an incredible match. And I think, I really think it's going to be a tough one. But I think she's got the mentality and the guts just to hang in there and to fight this one out.
Speaking to Louise Fleming, who will call Ash Barty's semi-final tonight on SEN alongside Brett Phil. Some really interesting comments post-match from Jessica Pegula the other night. Really complimentary of Ash and just saying how she's so different to any of the other women on tour with the way she plays. She said it's almost like playing a man in terms of the style of tennis that she plays. How different is Ash's game compared to most of the other top women out on tour?
You're right. It's completely different. You know, but years ago when we started seeing all the Maria Sharapovas and the Serena Williams and the Lindsay Davenports and all the big hitters that play flat and hard. And that's pretty much what a lot of the European coaches, American coaches teach their athletes. Well, Ash Barty, you know, came through with a man called Jim Joyce who coached her, and he wanted her to play like a man. And that's exactly right. If you're different, then you're able to make a different pressure and make the players feel different. So the fact that she uses a lot of spin on her forehand, she likes to play from the backhand side using her forehand. So that means she can spread the court really well. She then uses her backhand slice. So she plays a little bit like Roger Federer, where Roger gets that ball really low, brings players in, exposes them. So when the ball's low, it's very hard for girls that like to play 100 miles an hour and hit the ball flat and hard. You can't do that. You can't have that laser beam kind of shot because you're hitting it down near your shoelaces. And that's where she's very tricky. She's very good at making you feel uncomfortable. It's not about Ash Barty. It's about how I'm going to dismantle my opponent on the other side. I'm going to make her brain scramble. And that's what she does. And that's what she's going to try to do tonight against Madison. Whoever gets that first dictating shot in tonight is going to be feeling good out on Rod Laver Arena.
So why in the women's game and the men's game as well, why isn't the slice used more? Given that so many players like the speed and they like to hit flat, why don't more players adopt it more regularly?
Yeah, look, I think maybe, you know, tennis, like everything, goes in trends. And I think we started to see that big linear kind of game where everyone looks like windscreen wipers out there and they're just belting balls around the court. You know, and that worked for a while. It worked for Lindsay. It worked for Sharapova. It worked for a lot of players. Serena, I would say, has a little bit more shape. She can do more things and she can, you know, really bully people around with her strength and power and her big serve. She'd have to be the biggest server. So you can only hit the ball so hard. You know, our rackets have just become so modern and the technology is so good that there's so much power in the game. But, you know, so you get to a ceiling of that and then you have to say, what more can I do? And this is where the transitional game has to come back. It's much harder to learn how to hit a topspin backhand, a topspin forehand, a slice forehand, a slice backhand. So Ash's in a way, had to take longer to develop because she's got more skills. There's more tools to go to in her bag. So, but it is harder to pull that together. But, you know, Krejcikova has a little bit of the same ability as Ash, and also has Iga Świątek. Both of those girls use slice. So it is coming back into the game a little bit. You know, if you look at other players in the draw, Azarenka, she doesn't use it too much. She just plays flat. Badoza plays flat, hits big, hits hard. You know, there's many girls out there. Anisimova, she's coming through flat and hard. Collins, flat and hard. Canopy, flat and hard. So the ones that are coming through like Ash and the two that I just said, you know, they're going to have some success moving forwards because they're outliers. They're a little bit different. And, yeah, I think this is the new trend. Ash is setting it. Roger set it for the guys. So we will see, you know, different styles coming in.
On the other side of the draw, Danielle Collins and Iga Swiatek, as you mentioned, both mentioned them in that previous answer. They're in the other semi-final. I know Swiatek's the seventh seed, but hardcourt hasn't always been her favourite surface. Are you surprised both of these girls have made it this far?
Look, I'm not surprised with Iga, although she hasn't had a fabulous run on hardcourt, as you said. Probably a little bit more surprised with Danielle Collins. I thought she might have had a tougher match against Annette Contaveit. She's been a player of the season. So one thing that she's done, Danielle Collins, is that she's just really dialed her game in. She's another big hitter, a flat player. But what she has is guts and determinations in bucket loads. Oh, my gosh. She just is out there. She's like a raging bull on court. I love to see her. Her energy is what is intimidating. So that's going to be a very high-energy match as well. And look, to me, the way she's playing, I actually think she might be able to get over Swiatek in that other semi-final. So for me, I'm kind of throwing it out there. I think it could be a Danielle Collins and an Ash Barty final, but, you know, I've been wrong before.
We all have. So what's your final, before we let you go, Louise, what's your prediction tonight? Is it Ash in straight, Ash in three? How close is this match going to be?
I think it's going to be Ash in three. I think Madison Keys is probably going to come out and just be really, you know, smashing balls around the court, and I think slowly Ash is going to work it out and make her feel uncomfortable. And Ash Barty in three. There you go.
There we go. So it's going to be a bit of a wild ride and a nervous watch tonight for everyone that is just got their fingers crossed that Ash Barty can get through. Louise, great to chat this morning. Enjoy the commentary alongside BP tonight.
Yeah, brilliant. We hope Dylan Alcock can get over the line too. And, of course, we've got Nick and Sanasi. It is a cracking hot day at Rod Laver Arena today, let me tell you.
Absolutely. Louise, thanks so much for your time.
See you, mate. See you, Jules.